June 25, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Complacency kills. Opening prayer. Lord of heaven and earth, there is nothing of mine that is not yours. I ask that everything I do is what you call me to and pleases you. Read Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 24. Woe on unrepentant towns. Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Reflect. Only the rejection of forgiveness is unforgivable. Is there any sin for which you have not accepted God's forgiveness? Take time to do so now. Have you ever been shaken to the core by what someone has said to you? An unexpected criticism or verbal attack which hits you like a slap in the face? This must have been how Jesus' fellow Galileans felt when they heard his stinging condemnation of them. They were confident that they were fully paid up members of God's chosen people, the Jewish nation. Yet Jesus said they are more guilty than Tyre and Sidon, two Gentile cities on the nearby Mediterranean coast, often denounced by Old Testament prophets for their pride and pagan worship. Jesus caused further offense by pronouncing that the inhabitants of Capernaum, where he lived, faced a more severe judgment than Sodom, a place regarded by them as the epitome of moral and social evil. The reason for this devastating verdict was that these Galileans had been privileged to witness Jesus' miracles and to hear his teaching, and yet had not repented. They had not turned from believing in their spiritual superiority to realize that Jesus was the one to whom all their centuries of religion pointed. If they were shocked by Jesus' words, they would be even more shocked on the day of judgment. Here is a vivid announcement of the principle that increased opportunity brings increased responsibility. The greater the opportunity people have to receive God's word and revelation, the greater their responsibility to turn to him in repentance and faith. Consider your own community. What opportunities have its people had to hear the gospel? What are the implications of this for them, and for you as a Christian among them? Apply. No doubt the Galileans' religion was intended to draw them to Jesus, but in fact it did the opposite. How much of your religious practice draws you closer to Jesus? Closing prayer. Never let me take my Christianity for granted, Lord, or to feel in some way superior to those around me. Make me eager to share the gift of my faith with others.